Hands together for Jesus. He is the only one who is worthy to receive all praise and glory and honor. I'm sure you can do better than that. Praise God. Praise God. He is worthy. Praise God. As you stand, shall we lift our hands to heaven? Wonderful, sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We know what our Lord said, that you are our greatest comforter, our greatest counselor, and our greatest companion. But nobody can magnify Jesus like you, Holy Spirit. So we ask that you come and lift up Jesus today. And we want to see one person and one person only. His name is Jesus. Open our eyes, anoint our eyes. And Lord, as we open the word of life to this morning, we ask that you impart to us the supernatural manna from heaven. Touch us. Transform us, renew us, heal us, deliver us by your living word. Once again, we take the blood of Jesus. We declare upon this meeting, Father, that your anointing will be present to accomplish all what you desire to accomplish in this service. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Please be seated. Thank you, Lord. You know, I was asking the Lord, first of all, before I go, it's a great privilege and honor to come and share the word of God with you and to serve your pastors. And it was wonderful that me and my wife were able to come because normally she's always busy in the church. So she's here with me today to support me. Now, I was asking the Lord what I should share with you today. And normally before the dawn of every year, December is a month that I go and seek the face of God for what God has in store for us for the following year. So as I sought the face of God, as we journey into 2020, the Lord gave me certain things. So that's what I'm going to share with you today. Is that okay? Are you still awake? Praise God. All right. So today I want you to open your hearts and open your ears and hear what the Spirit has to say. Isn't that what Revelation 2:29 says? He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God has to say. Amen. So I want you to open your 2020 vision. And as you journey through year 2020, look at Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't look to anyone, but look to Jesus. He is the only one. Amen. Now, in Gregorian calendar, it's 2020, but in Jewish calendar, it's 5780. And as we look at 5770 to 79, that decade, the word 70 in Hebrew language is the word ayin, meaning to see. How many know that God sees everything? Amen. And when we flip over to 80, the word in Hebrew becomes P-E, meaning mouth. It is, Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the Father's mouth. And he took it from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. And so it is the ear of the mouth. That means you we live and declare the word of God. We confess the word of God. We proclaim the word of God. We live by the word. Because Hebrews 3:1 says, upon our confession, he becomes our great high priest. So in your mouth ought to be the living word of God. Amen. Praise God. Now, let me take you a bit further. As I share the promises that God wanted me to share with you this morning, for you and me for 2020, I want you to know that God is faithful. Good place to say amen. Amen. God is faithful. But at the same time, God wants us to be faithful in our walk with him. See, it's a two-way thing. Oh, God is faithful, but I will do what I want to do and expect God to do what he will do. Yes, he's faithful. But yet to enjoy the promises of God, we have to keep our part. Amen. Now, you all know Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. I'm sure the scriptures will come up. You can have a look. Isaiah 55, verse 10 says, like the rain and the snow that comes down from heaven and waters the earth, and bring forth the bud, and give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Likewise, God says, my word that proceedeth out of my mouth will never come back to me void. It will accomplish for what God has spoken. Amen. So God is faithful to his word. Is that right? Now in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 and 19, the word of God says, I love that scripture. He says, let us reason together. In other words, let us come and talk about it. Isn't that wonderful when God says, let us reason together, right? And now he says, after that, it's an important scripture. Now, because of time, I'm going to go to verse 19. I want you to see this. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, some people are willing, but they are not obedient. Some people are obedient, but they are not willing. But you got to have both. You got to be willing and you got to be obedient. Then you will eat the good of the land. So if you're not eating the good of the land, find out whether you're doing both. So God is faithful, but we also have to be faithful in the walk that we walk with him. Right? Amen. Now, I'm just building a foundation. Are we okay so far? All right. Now, you will recall, how many remember the ark? The eighth person to walk out of the ark is Noah. So God brought Noah out to give humanity another opportunity. Jesus came to give you and me an opportunity to manifest God's master plan. Amen. That's where he came, to manifest the Father's plan in our life. Amen. Now, as you all are wonderful people, I just want to take you into a scripture. Is that okay? Let's create an atmosphere. All right, go to Isaiah 41, Isaiah 41, verse 17 to 20. You see, it's so important that we live by the word. Hello, are you with me? When the rubber hits the road, all you need is the word of God. Hello, right? Now, I want you to say this. I want you to say this. Are you ready to take hold of this? Hello, say after me, I'm ready to receive the word. Come on, one more time. Come on, remember this is the year of the mouth. All right, I'm ready to. I'm ready to. I'm ready to. Right, remember this word came out of the Father's mouth. Is that right? So if you receive it and declare it, proclaim it, take hold of it, you will benefit. Is that right? Okay, now let's see. The poor and needy seek water, but there is none. Their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. Glory to Jesus. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Amen. I will open rivers in desolate heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I'll make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land spring of water. Now, as you journey through 2020, you may have walked through years that there is dry land. But God says, this year, I've heard your cry, and I'm going to bring water to your land. Thank you, Jesus. Whether it is financial, whether it is spiritual, whether it is material, whether it is physical, God's going to do it because he said so. Amen. All right. And now it says, I will plant. I don't have time to explain this. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the acacia tree, the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the cypress tree and the pine and the box tree together. In other words, your wilderness will experience a wonderful growth, a blooming time. All the trees will be there. Say after me, he's talking to me. Come on. Amen. I don't know about you, he's talking to me. Verse 20. That they may see and know. I like that. I'm going to see and I'm going to know. And consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this and the Holy One of Israel has created it. Glory to Jesus. I receive it. It's mine. Praise God. All right. Now, are you ready to go a bit further? Praise God. So as I was praying, one of the things that the Lord showed me and he wanted me to share with you, the Lord showed me a wheel, Ezekiel's wheel. In Ezekiel 1:16, I'll read it to you and then begin to explain, because this is important. 1:16 says, remember Ezekiel had a wheel within a wheel. Is that right? All right. It's coming up. Ezekiel 1:16. Praise God. Be patient. Thank you, Lord. Okay. The appearance of the wheel and their working was like a color beryl, and all four had the same likeness, and the appearance of their working was as it were a wheel in the midst of a wheel. Now, what is this talks about? It talks about power of God in action. How many wants to see the power of God in action? Amen. But now also, it talks about the wheel within a wheel. What does that mean? It talks about the inner motions, the desires, the heartbeat of God within himself. Do you know God has desires? Do you know God has inner motions? He has his purposes. And now when you read that chapter, you will see that the wheel reached out to heaven. What does that mean? That means his purposes and the work of God is higher than yours or mine. Hello. Amen. But also when you begin to study the wheel, you will begin to see that those wheels had eyes. Is that right? It talks about the omniscience of the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God sees everything. He sees the end from the beginning. He knows everything. He has seen your tomorrow and he's seen my tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. And so how does that relate to me as I journey through 2020? That's what I want to share with you. So number one, the Lord said to me, son, tell my people that as they journey through 2020, that his Spirit, God's Spirit, will manifest his power and his might in and through his people who will be in the center of God's will. Good place to say amen. Amen. Praise God. Now let me show you a scripture. Go with me to John chapter 14 and verse 12. John 14 and verse 12. Now, you know what? Remember what we said in Isaiah 55? The word that comes out of Father's mouth will never go back to him void. Is that right? Now I can tell you stories, but the stories will not come to pass. But when we speak the word of God and declare the word which came out of the Father's mouth, it will do something for us. Is that right? Praise God. So take hold of every word. Now here it is. Most assuredly, Jesus is speaking. He said, I say unto you, he who believes in me, is Jesus telling the truth? Hello? All right? Okay. He who believes in me, the works that I'll do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Now, many a times, you'd have read it, and he said, it's for somebody else. But I want to tell you, it is for you. It is for you, and it is for me. Jesus raised the dead. He healed the sick. Come on. Cleansed the leper. He did mighty things. And the Lord is saying to you and me, we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to do greater things. Think about Peter. Jesus, when he walked on the face of the earth, his shadow never healed the sick. But Pastor, Peter's shadow healed the sick. Hello. The hour is come that we're going to walk into the hospitals and the very shadow of God's people is going to heal the sick. Think about it. And you're going to walk into this city right here, Ellenbrook. And as you walk, people are going to be convicted by the power that is inside of you and say, how can I come to know the God that you're serving? Hello. Are you with me? And so God in this tower, 2020, wants to manifest his power and his might in and through his people who will be in the center of God's will. Amen. Number two. Are you all okay so far? All right, number two. And this has been a heartbeat of mine. And every time I hear it, and I heard it when I was in prayer, you know, I felt the urgency. How many know that Jesus is coming soon? Amen. So the work of the Holy Spirit is to prepare the bride for his coming. Hello? Because the church think that they can meet the bridegroom with a bikini. No way. It's time. It's time that we are clothed in his righteousness. Come on. Hello? It's time. Now let me take you to scripture. Go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. It's an amazing scripture. Praise God. Here we go. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's see how many get hold of this. But the anointing which you have received of him, how many anointed here? Amen. It says, you have received the anointing of Jesus. Come on. Say after me, I have received the anointing of Jesus. Let me ask you a question. Are you anointed? Why? Because the word of God says so. Is that right? Okay. So I'm talking to the anointed ones here. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. So the anointing now makes you and me to abide in the vine, Jesus. But then it goes on to say, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, he's coming, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Jesus is coming. And the Holy Spirit is preparing his church to meet the bridegroom. Amen. And so one of the things he's doing is, he's bringing a revelation of Christ. Amen. I love that scripture, Pastor, in Mark 3:14. It's an amazing scripture. Jesus said, you know, I want you, he's talking to disciples, and he says, I want you to be with me. You know, end of the day, it's only one thing, is being with Jesus. You can go to seminaries, you can go to seminars, you can go to all the things, but if you haven't been with Jesus, it means nothing. And it says, appointed 12 that they might be in the Bible school. Where? With Jesus. With Jesus. There's a revelation of Jesus in the hearts of his people as you journey through 2020. If you open your heart and allow the Holy Spirit to work in you, there's a greater revelation of Christ. Amen. You will know that 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 you will know you met the Savior. Amen. Now, number two. There is a work of sanctification and holiness in the hearts and the minds of people. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing to prepare the bride for the coming of the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, it says, you know, have peace with all men and pursue holiness, without which you will not see God. Now think about it, how important it is. Without holiness, you will not see God. So in other words, if you want to see God, you better be holy. Come on. It's not a word that's preached in the church today. But holiness is part of our walk. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is doing it inside of us. Amen. But also, he is birthing in us a hunger. A supernatural hunger. A hunger for his word. A hunger for the Lord. There is a hunger. There is a thirst that's coming. Hello? You say, oh, before Pastor, they said, once a month I'll attend church. But there's a hunger. Say, no, whenever the house of God is open, I'm going to get there. Amen. Is that you? Amen. Praise God. But also, there's the fear of God in the hearts. Now let me show you something. Go to Proverbs 14, 26 and 27. Proverbs 14, 26 and 27. Let me show you the scripture. Thank you, Lord. Are you all okay? Are we still friends? Are you sure? All right, just want to check. All right, here we go. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence. How many wants to have strong confidence? So you can have strong confidence in the fear of God. Is that right? And then it says, and his children will have a place of refuge. If you are looking for refuge, if you have the fear of God, you will find refuge. Then it says, verse 27, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. How many wants to enjoy the fountain of life? Fear of the Lord. And then it says, to turn one away from the snare of death. These are the benefits that comes from having the fear of the Lord in your heart. And the Spirit of God is bringing about in our lives that fear of God. Amen. And finally, number five, the fifth one. So number one, you know what is he doing? There's a revelation of Jesus. Number two, he's preparing, sanctifying, and bringing holiness to our lives. And number three, there is a hunger in our life. And number four, the fear of God in our hearts. And number five, there is a hunger for his word. We have a revelation of his word. Do you know, today it is sad. People don't bring their Bibles to the church. Now, I'm old-fashioned. That's fine. Now, you say, Pastor, we have modern equipment. We have the iPhones, the Android, all the phones, everything. But think about this. Think about this. You have your iPhone. Let's assume this is the iPhone, right, or whatever it is. And you have the Bible, and you're reading the Bible. And there is a message come, ting, from your lover of your soul. And your mind has gone away. Hello? And then it's telling you there's an email waiting for you. But whose attention are you, to whom are you giving attention to? You know, the word voice in the Bible means, hearing his voice means, in hearing that you will hear. Means you hear with both ears. Not just one. Hello? And so what happens? You have 120 or more apps in your iPhone or whatever phone you have. And every app is screaming for your attention. And within one app is Bible. Come on. But what about giving the whole attention to the Bible and Bible alone? Come on. Are you with me? Praise God. I might sound old-fashioned, but it works. It works. Amen? So God is bringing about a hunger for his word. You know, I want you to know it's the word that changes. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. But every word, not some word, but every word that proceedeth out of the Father's mouth. Come on. Amen. Praise God. All right. Can I take you a bit further? So what's the application about the wheel within a wheel? Cooperate with the Holy Spirit. The power of God is in action. Amen. And if you believe and you take hold of his word, you will see the mighty power of God in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The next thing the Lord showed me was the river of God. Now, he said to me, son, every river has a source. And most times, the rivers end in a sea. And the Lord says, the source of this river is God. This is God's river. And if you get into the river will carry you to fulfill his purpose and his plan for your life. Now, I know that not everybody is going to get into that river, but I pray that all of you will get into that river. But the choice is yours, but the river is flowing. And I pray that the Hill City Church will be in the center of that river. Oh, good place to say amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, let me share with you a few things. Ezekiel 47, verse 1 to 9. Now, when you read, when you go home and read, can you remember Ezekiel, how that water came? It started very low. First, it's the ankle. Is that right? Now, when you get into this river, your feet will be firmly planted on the rock of Jesus. Amen. And then it came out to the knees. And he talks about not only prayer, but worship. It will affect, this river will affect your prayer life, and it will affect your worship. Let me show you a scripture, and I'll come back to you. Go to Psalm 95 and verse 6. You may have read it, you may have not seen it, or you may have never read it. Might as well show it to you. Okay, Psalm 95 verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship. And what? And what? And the original says to kneel down. Oh, but we don't kneel down. We are Pentecostals, you see. We are. It's only for the Catholics and the Anglicans. But the Bible is not for the Catholics or the Anglicans or Pentecostal. It is for all believers. Is that right? Amen. It says, let us worship and bow down or kneel. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Worship is an attitude of your heart. Come on. Hello. Are you with me? So when you get into that river, it'll not only affect your prayer life, but it'll affect your worship. It'll affect your worship. And then that river came to his loins. It talks about supernatural strength. That river will give you supernatural strength. Greater is he that is in you than that is in the world. Amen. I can do all things through the one who strengthens me from within. Hello. Amen. And then, if you read Ezekiel 47, you'll see that he could not cross the river because it was so big. The current was carrying him. He didn't fight the river. He allowed the river to carry him. In other words, there's a grace to yield. A grace to yield. Amen. In other words, it's no longer my agenda. I was telling my church, I've learned something. When I go to prayer closet, you know, before I used to have a gimme jimmy prayer, remember? I want the Lord to do everything, you know, this. Now when I go to prayer in the morning, I say, Lord, I don't have an agenda. Your agenda is my agenda. I'm just waiting for you. I want your agenda. What do you want me to pray? What do you want me to say? I'm going to wait. Because Holy Spirit, give me the grace to yield. I'm just going to yield to you. Because all these years, I've been doing, and I'm tired of it. No, I want him to do now. When I yield to him, I please him. Come on, talk to me. Hello? Are you with me? And that's what the river will do. It'll give you the grace to yield. Grace to yield. Grace to yield. Amen. Amen. Hello? Amen. Say after me, Holy Spirit, give me the grace to yield. Come on, one more time. Amen. In your prayer life, just incorporate that and see what he does. Amen. Praise God. Then the Lord said to me, son, if you study Ezekiel 47, that river is going towards the Dead Sea. Everything that touches, it brings forth life. And I want you to know, and I want to prophesy. This year, the Lord said to me, year 2020, you will see a greater harvest of souls than any age ever before. Hello? You got to rise up and believe and take hold that this is the year that God wants to save Allen Brook. Come on. This is your vineyard. Every home is your responsibility. Every new home that is built here is your responsibility. God is bringing those souls into your midst. For what? For you to declare the goodness of Jesus so that they will be saved. Hello? Are you ready? Amen. And God's going to save many. And I truly believe they're going to just come and fill the place up. Amen. And even in Bullsbrook. Because God is just waiting for his people to rise up and go and take hold of it. Amen. And then the Lord said to me, son, tell my people about the river. He said, if they get into the river, I will cancel their debts. Hello. It's no by might. It's no by power. But by my spirit, saith the Lord. You've been trying to cancel your debts for years. But if you get into that river, God will cancel those debts. Amen. But also, the Lord said, tell my people that they have dug wells in the past and there have been no water in those wells. It's never been filled for years. But my river will fill those wells. Thank you, Jesus. Are you excited? Hello? Praise God. Praise God. And then I'm going to take you to a scripture. Go to Isaiah 48 verse 18. There's going to be peace. There's going to be peace. That river is going to bring peace to you. Isaiah 48 and verse 18. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that you have heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river. That river is going to bring peace to you. Hello? Peace. The Prince of Peace will reign in your heart. So what's the application? Get into that river. Get into that river. Remember first, the wheel within a wheel? What is that? Cooperate with the Holy Spirit as you walk in 2020. And as you walk through this year, get into that river of God. Get into that river of God. Amen. Are you ready to look at the third one before I close? All right. Can you take a little more? All right. This is interesting. This is important. The Lord showed me an eye. My brother, Lord showed me an eye, just one eye. I said, Lord, what is that? And the Lord said, it is the supernatural eyesight. You're going to see things the others will not be able to see. Say after me, I will see things the others will not be able to see. Amen. Did you know that your father Abraham and Moses saw things that others could not see? Let me show you, because I need to explain this to you. In Hebrews 11, 25 to 27, it makes an amazing statement. And as the scripture comes out, you'll see, especially in verse 27, Hebrews 11, 27, and it says, Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater than the treasures of Egypt. I mean, Moses lived 1,500 years before Christ was ever born. But how did Moses see? He had supernatural eyesight. Hello. And then Abraham, your daddy and my daddy. It says, John 8, 56. Jesus said, before Abraham, what did he say? Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. Now Abraham saw Christ. But Abraham was living way before Jesus ever walked on the face of the earth. Come on. He had supernatural eyesight. Think about it. Can I tell you what this supernatural eyesight did for them? And will do the same for you. Can I? Are you still excited? All right, let me tell you. Think about Moses. The one pastor, the one who gave the ordinance, was exempt from the ordinance he gave. In Exodus 33, verse 11, remember, he brings all the ordinance from the mountain and he says, if you ever want to go to the presence of God, Aaron, you got to cover yourself, you got to wash yourself, and you got to do all the things, kill the animal, and make sure the blood is everything. But when he wanted to talk to God, he talked to him face to face. The one who gave the ordinance was exempt from all the ordinance. He had a supernatural eyesight. I want to talk to God face to face. Hello. Come on. That's what 2020 is all about. Talking to God face to face. You know why? Because God has given us a supernatural eyesight. Let me tell you something. You might say, oh, you know what? I need a job. There are 1,000 people applying for the same job. But I want you to know, when you have the supernatural eyesight, you're going to see something that nobody else have seen. Hello? Nobody else have seen. Come on. Amen. Because this is our time. God said it. He will do it because He's faithful. Amen. Now what about Abraham? Let me show you. Because I want to stir you up. Genesis 17 verse 1. Let me show you. And verse 1 and 2. Thank you, Lord. Genesis 17, verse 1 and 2. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I'm Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. Verse 2. And I'll make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly. God spoke to him face to face. And I love Genesis 18 and verse 1. It's amazing. God turns up at his door. Can you believe? How many would like God to turn up at your door? Look at this. Then the Lord appeared to him in the terebinth, whatever tree, Mamre, as he was sitting at the tent door in the heat of the day. God comes to his door. And I want God to come to my door. What about you? Amen. Because they had a supernatural eyesight and their heart was to serve none but God and God only. Amen. Now let me say something to you. The Lord told me, son, and I told my church as well, 2020, you'll find a lot of CEOs, CFOs, COOs, and a lot of high-ranking officials will be God's children. Amen. Because those who will see the supernatural sight, their eyes through the eyes, God's eyesight, will take hold of their position. And if you're working and your work, I want you to know, I want you to ask God to anoint your eyes to show you, because you need to be the head and not the tail. Hello? Let me take, are you ready for a scripture? Are you sure? Right? Are you ready to take hold of this? All right, let me take it. Go to Isaiah 45 and verse 3. Let me show you something. Isaiah 45 and verse 3. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, this is God is speaking, right? Agreed? Now, God is saying, I will think about it. What did he say? I will give. Now, what does that mean, I'll give means? I'll give. Not think about it. But if you walk with me, God says, I'll give you, right? He says, I'll give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places. I mean, in the dark place, you can't see. But unless you have a supernatural eyesight. But there are treasures in darkness that nobody can see except you have the eyes of the Lord. Hello? Amen. And then it says, riches in secret places. Wow. Think about it. There are riches in secret places. Nobody has seen it yet. But the Lord is able to show us. Hello? It's not just for the Rio Tinto and BHB Billiton. No. It's for God's children. It's for God's children. And then it says, that you may know that I, the Lord, who calls you by your name, am the God of Israel. Praise God. And the Lord told me, son, tell my people that there's an anointing, Daniel's anointing, and there's a Joseph anointing on my people. They will be the top. Hello? Amen. If you're working in a company, I want you to ask God to anoint your eyes with eyesight so that you will be the head and you'll have all the wisdom like Daniel and you'll have all the favor like Joseph. Hello? And so that's what I'm going to pray for you end of the service. Is that okay, Pastor? Amen. Now, let me give you some headlines. Because I preach for how long? 3 hours or something like that, the anointing service. But I'm not going to hear for 3 hours. But I'll give you some things. The Lord told me, pray for this nation. There'll be famine. There'll be floods. And there'll be fire. And I spoke this in December. the last Sunday of December. And he said, some fires will burn for more than 6 months. We are to pray for this country. And the Lord also told me, now I'm just giving you the headlines. The Lord also told me, the financial crisis is coming. Because the Lord showed me a snake with three heads. And these are three nations, and I'm not going to go into it, that's trying to control and manipulate the currency of the nations. And you don't think that the central bank is just doing its own work, independent. No, they all have a pact. Because the spirit of Antichrist is working through finances. You trust in the Lord. Hello? And the Lord told me, if you go back to the CD and you can watch, and the Lord told me in December, there are going to be sicknesses that's going to surface. When the man thought the measles and Ebola and the SARS, those are things eradicated. No, there are sicknesses that man does not know that's going to come. But the Lord said, only protection is the blood of Jesus. Hello? And then he told me about the earthquakes that's going to come. That's from North China. It'll go right through Turkey, right through Iran. Hello? Are you with me so far? It's time for us to pray. It's time for us to rise up and take our place. So what must I do? Learn to hear His voice. Don't forget to come to the house of God, because there are many voices that will take you away from being in the house of God. Come on. Because they don't want you to hear what God has to say. Be in the house of God. Queue up. Hello. Come on. Put your hand on the plow and begin to work in the vineyard and receive the harvest that God has for you. Are you with me? And the last one. Luke 1, 34 to 38. I'll just give you the scripture. Remember, Mary had the word of God in her. The Holy Ghost came upon Mary and planted in her an incorruptible seed called the Word of God. Christ was being formed in her. Hello? And so first she received the Word, and then she kept the Word for 9 months. She kept the Word. And after 9 months, the Word was complete. She brought forth the child. Hello? So what the Word is coming to you, keep it. Keep it. Keep it. Don't lose it. Until it come, bring forth the fruit for you. Are you with me? And Hebrews 12:1-2 says, don't take your eyes off Jesus. There are a lot of things that will come your way to take your eyes off Jesus. Don't take your eyes off Jesus. Keep your eyes on the Master. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So, I just want to leave those things with you. As you journey through 2020, remember the wheel within a wheel, cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Get into the river and ask God to anoint your eyes with the eye salve. And the last scripture I'm going to read is Revelation 3:18, and then we're going to pray for you. Is that okay? Yes. Praise God. Did you receive anything from the Lord? Amen. Are you sure? Yes. Praise God. Okay, Revelation 3:18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. Anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. How many will ask God to anoint your eyes so you can see what God has in store for you? Amen. Praise God. Would you stand to your feet? Thank you, Jesus.